News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, our website, I talk about it all the time, but there's so much stuff on there. Listen, that website is really the hub for what this show has to offer when we're not on the air, or for that matter, when we are on the air. So check it out. RightSideRadio.org is the website for the show. You can find, like, for instance, Copper and I, we write both write an op-ed that comes out in statewide periodicals every week. Both of those are up at all times on the site, so you can go and pick those up if you want to. We've got our podcast on there. Basically, every single day, Copper takes sections of the show, breaks it down into pieces that are like smaller, more manageable chunks, puts them in a way that Birdman can grab hold of them. He uploads them into podcast form. Every version of podcasting is on our website. Doesn't matter whether you're Amazon or Apple or Podbean or whatever. They're all on there. And right now we're pushing like 26,500 downloads to the show. That's very cool. And then, you know, on top of that too, we got things like the Right Side Store. You can go on the Right Side Store, click on it. You can get coffee mugs. You can get, you know, t-shirts. My favorite, you can get socks. Right, everybody needs Right Side socks. I mean, why would you not want Right Side socks? I think Right Side socks are just like, they could be a new fashion statement. Everybody should have Right Side socks. Anyway, all I'm saying is we got a lot of stuff on that website, rightsideradio.org. Not the least of which, too, is the fact that if you find yourself getting outside the range of our AM/FM here at WVNN, it do not matter. Anywhere in the world, you can hear the show. That's why we have people that call in from out of state and stuff all the time. It's very cool. It's actually very humbling. But this audience has made this show what it's been. It's not us, Copper and I. It's y'all that are making the show worthwhile. And that availability is to you no matter where you are in the world. You go to rightsideradio.org again, click on Listen Live, and I always say no matter where you is, there we is. So, yeah, listen to the show live. Stream it through your smartphone, your devices, your computer, whatever the case may be. All right, enough of that. Hey, listen, we're going to be getting to number one of the Triple Dipper here in just a minute. The War on Woke. The War on Woke, I'm calling it. And I got to tell you, the War on Woke is being, in my opinion, is being exhibited by the fact that this is no longer just a quiet conversation. And by that, I'm not saying I'm exhorting you to go and create arguments. No, what I'm saying is people are pushing back. They're tired of it. I mean, there is an absolute fatigue with the belittling, with the displacement of values in the last couple of years, especially. I mean, it's been going on for a long time, but the last couple of years under COVID have exacerbated the frustrations, and it's brought a lot of things to the forefront. If there's any positives out of COVID, any, which is hard to find, but if there's any positives out of COVID, one of them has been that it has galvanized people to a true and honest recognition of what liberal institutions and overreaching government can do. And people are saying, enough. It is brought to the forefront what happens when, you know, liberal teachers' unions control the schools and woke curriculum is in the schools, and parents suddenly saw it because they were watching their kids have to log on from home, and they saw what? The teacher said, what? So that's happening. And then on the other side of that is you've got massive government overreach encroaching upon civil liberties like it means nothing at all. Nothing. I mean, I've said on this show before, government should always err on the side of liberty. Always err on the side of liberty. If you have a question about making a decision that involves emergency powers or whatever the case may be, you should always err on the side of liberty. If you cannot define the parameters of what you're trying, like for instance, 14 days to flatten the curve, that was a lie. Why'd they even say it? It's become 2 years to flatten the curve. We're done. We've gone from pandemic to what many people are referring to now as endemic, meaning it's here. We got to live with it. No more masking of our children and no more insisting upon losing our jobs. Are you going to continue to curtail people's job security or attempt to? Are you going to continue to downgrade our military readiness because of a vaccine mandate? I mean, at what point does that stop? Well, the war on woke, we're going to talk about it more in a few minutes when we come back from the break, but the war on woke is literally a push and pull. A push and a pull. And you're seeing it in different places. Not the least of which is the reflection on the current president's polling numbers, which as of yesterday have reached epic low levels. Like people thought they couldn't go any lower, but they have. And it's a clear indication that there is a disenfranchisement with him and the policies that he leads. And while he may not be inspiring, the vast majority of what is happening, the vast majority of what the reaction is to, are to the actions and the policies being foisted by his administration and others who akin themselves to him. And I'm just saying, folks, the war on woke, we're gonna talk about this. There's some of it that's kind of funny, and there's some of it that's kind of funny and not ha-ha funny, if you know what I mean. We'll talk about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Coming right back, we got the war on woke as the first part of the Triple Dipper. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, sitting here in the most studious of studios, highly overdressed for radio, having a cup of Just Love Coffee. I actually am. We keep Just Love Coffee in stock here for the Keurig in the studio, and yep, that's what I'm drinking right now. Hey, before I get into the war on woke, I see I've got a caller. Oh, it's Steve from Tennessee. Hey, Steve, Phil Williams, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Your song that you played there about hitting the highway reminded me. I was in college when during the Carter years, and I watched the inflation thing happening. I knew I was about to get out of school. I was worried about finding a job. And I thought, well, you know, I mean, I liked to travel motorcycle back then big time, and I wanted to do some traveling, and I thought they can't take the highway away. Man, I was wrong about that. They dropped the highways, the speed limits to 55 miles an hour. It took you forever to get anywhere. Gas was $4 a gallon if you could find it. And I'll be darned if they didn't take the highway away. And I'm watching this thing, like gas this week in Tennessee on Monday, it was 302. Yesterday, wow, it was 326. It jumped a quarter in a week.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, if you don't think they can take away everything that's near and dear to you, go like I did today to a couple of gun stores and look for some ammo. Good luck finding what you want. You may find what you can get, but you can't get what you want. Just watch it happen, because they're taking away what we've got one brick at a time. That's all I got to say.
Hey, good, great call, Steve. Hard for me to even add to that anyway. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you being in the audience as always. Steve from Tennessee. What a great call. And he's right. He's right. That there is an absolute attempt. I say attempt because they have not accomplished, in my opinion, by the way. If you heard my monologue earlier, I gave the analogy of a couple of trees. All right. If you consider the United States to be a tree, are we like the tree on the far side of the slough behind my house that was covered in vines, but I went and cut the vines and I believe the tree is fine. I believe it's going to be saved. I mean, it's not going to be choked out. Or are we like the tumors oaks that were poisoned from the roots and no one knew it in time and they died from inside before we got a chance to catch it? I believe that we're like the tree that was getting choked out by vines, and it's time to cut those vines off and free the tree. I don't think we're so far gone, but I do know this: they are trying to kill the roots of this nation. And Steve's right. Given the opportunity, progressives appear to be hell bent on getting what they can while they can, and literally making that happen. So listen, folks, the war on woke, number one in the Triple Dipper. The war on woke. Picture this almost like, if you will, boxers in a ring. Punches are being thrown in both directions. All right, so when I go through this, understand that I'm going to be pointing out some things that are good for the conservative side. But because it's a boxing match right now, I'm going to be pointing out things that are coming back from the other side. And it's blow and counterblow. Blow and counterblow. Not the least of which is this. Part of the ways you can tell this is happening is because even President Biden's own base is beginning to abandon him. Right here, a story on hotair.com, dated yesterday. The title of it is, "Oh My, Biden Job Approval Falls Below 40% in the RCP Aggregate." Now, what does that mean? You may have heard before, he's already polled on some polls at like 38%, which is epic low. But when you consider the fact that there are several national polls, you got the Reuters Ipsos polls, you got the Real Clear Politics poll, you've got, you know, the Fox News polls, you've got, anyway, all these various polls that are considered to be the bellwether polls, so to speak, they have never averaged below 40%. You'll have one at 38, one at 44, you know, that kind of thing. Nope, not now. Apparently, they are all averaging below 40%. That's called the RCP aggregate. And this is the trend lines, it says in this article from hotair.com, have been bad ever since Biden's abandonment of thousands of Americans in Afghanistan triggered a confidence crisis cascade among voters. Prior to that, his honeymoon had been waning significantly but showed no signs of popular support collapse. But ever since then, Biden's approval has been rarely above water. So one of the things that I'm pointing out to you is this. The way you can see the war on woke is when the more moderates of the Democrat Party even are beginning to abandon the person at the top of their ticket because they recognize that it's not what they asked for. That this is way more they thought they were getting. Well, I don't know what they thought they were getting because the man's always been a liberal. He just disguises himself as a moderate until he's in office. But here's a counterpoint from their side of things. The Freedom Convoys, in fact, now we're looking at a Freedom Convoy here in the United States. The Freedom Convoys are having an impact. They are gathering all kinds of notoriety. And I've got a story over here on Fox that I'm not even in my hands. I just saw that it just came up. There's a reporter for, who is she with? She's for a Canadian news source. And she went out there and actually interviewed 100 of the Canadian truckers. Her name is Rupa Subramanya, I think, talked to over 100 Canadian truckers protesting the COVID-19 vaccine mandates in Ottawa, Canada, to determine what they want, and then contrasted her own coverage with some of the liberal media's villainization, it says. I mean, like, for instance, one guy she interviewed, a guy named BJ Dichter, he says he's a spokesman for the Freedom Convoy. He said he's vaccinated. He believes most of the truckers are also. And he said, and I'm Jewish. He said, I have family in mass graves in Europe, and apparently I'm called a white supremacist because they're being called everything from a cult to a threat to democracy. Well, the liberal media doing what it's doing is also inspiring certain government actions right here in the United States, FoxNews.com reporting, as of yesterday, that the Department of Homeland Security, oh, there he is, our friend Alejandro Mayorkas. But Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, they are aiming to, quote, get ahead of a planned demonstration in America by tracking reports of a potential convoy. It says that the agency is tracking reports of a potential convoy that may be planning to travel to several U.S. cities. So far, they have not observed specific calls for violence within the United States. But see, they cannot believe, by the way, that law-abiding, good, solid people would just want to say, give us back our freedoms and call it done. But that's all they're doing. They're not out there demanding race wars. They're not out there trying to burn buildings. They're not setting fire to the Portland courthouse. They're not clashing with police. In fact, up in Canada, they're singing the national anthem, waving flags, and putting up bouncy houses for the kids because people are literally just hanging out and having a good time. They're barbecuing. It's like a giant carnival. And the idea that the Department of Homeland Security needs to be involved because there's news of a potential American protest on the 13th day of that Freedom Convoy protest in Ottawa. Yeah, okay, there you go. The war on woke. Well, I found an article, by the way, from a source called opendemocracy.net. Opendemocracy.net, as I read the article, does not seem to couch itself as what I would call a conservative venue for reading. However, this article caught my attention because they took issue at opendemocracy.net just about, right out a month ago, with a new group of politicians. Now, let me read this to you and see where you think this is. Here's the quote from a politician. People sometimes ask why I make such a noise about our flag and history and culture. I won't tell you who it is. I'll just say that there's the quote. And his follow-up was, it's not just me. I'm part of the Common Sense group at work, which has over 50 politicians. He says, one of our aims is to promote our country as the best nation on earth and fight back in the culture war that is trying to erase our past by pulling down statues, renaming streets, and the desecration of our war memorials. He said, I happen to be a very proud British citizen and an English man. That's a member of the conservative wing of Parliament in Great Britain. And he concluded by saying, never be ashamed of our flag. The Common Sense Group, which launched last May, is described in here as a bunch of right-wing culture warriors. Love that. Sounds a lot like in the United States we have in Congress a group that calls themselves the Freedom Caucus. If you want to find the most conservative members of Congress, just Google the words Freedom Caucus. And once you wade through all of the liberal trash sites that try to make them look out to be radicals, you'll find good, solid people who went to D.C. for all the right reasons to preserve what our country stands on. So apparently in the United Kingdom, we have the Common Sense Group in Parliament, and here in the United States, we have the Freedom Caucus. And that, to me, is an example of pushing back in the war on woke. Well, now, let me lay this out for you. I almost put this one into my next section. I told you the next section of the Triple Dipper is going to be national insecurity. So this is military related, but then I got to looking at it thinking, you know, this is part of the war on woke. The whole vaccine mandate thing, here's an article from the Epoch Times, dated 2 days ago. U.S. Air Force grants nine, single digits. U.S. Air Force grants nine religious exemptions to COVID-19 vaccine mandates while over 3,000 requests have been rejected. 3,000. You cannot tell me that the odds are so against these that a true and accurate reflection of what these requests contained would have a 9 being granted, 3,000 being rejected. So the Air Force on Tuesday, according to the Epoch Times, said that it's approved 9 religious exemptions. According to data from the Air Force, 8 of the exemptions were granted after being submitted, and a further religious exemption was approved after an appeal. A total of 3,222 religious accommodation requests have been rejected by the Air Force. 2,556 are still pending request. Yeah. The Marine Corps is the only other military service, according to this article, to grant any religious accommodations. You know how many? 3. The Army and the Navy have not approved any. That's 0. As of February 3rd, a total of 3,458 requests for religious accommodations have been rejected by the Marine Corps. The U.S. Coast Guard has denied 578 of the 1,300 so far, and 715 are pending. So let me follow that up with a counterpunch. That's the war on woke. That's the deleterious view and actions being taken by this government right now to insist that if you cannot capitulate to their notions of vaccine and the mandates, you lose your job. It doesn't matter what level you are, whether you've reached sanctuary for your retirement, you lose your job. You lose your career. Well, next story I've got, though, is the counterpunch in the war on woke. DailyWire.com. DailyWire.com dated yesterday, February 9th. Texas GOP Representative Chip Roy introduces a bill to reinstate military members who were discharged over Biden's vaccine mandate. Aha! So you see, the counterpunches are flying. Now, I don't think his bill has a snowball's chance right now while Pelosi still controls the House. It doesn't mean it won't happen if we can win the House and Senate back in 2022. Texas Republican Chip Roy, according to DailyWire.com, and 7 other fellow GOP House members introduced a bill on Tuesday that would allow military service members discharged for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine to be reinstated. It's called the Service Restoration Act. It does several things. One, it prohibits federal funds being used to require a member of the armed forces to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Number 2, it requires the Secretary of Defense to reinstate members of the armed forces who wish to return to duty at the same rank. Number 3, it requires the Secretary to still count the service members' time they were separated from the military for vaccine mandates towards their retirement. In other words, no loss of service. And number 4, it requires the Secretary to expunge from the service members' records any adverse action that was due to not taking the COVID-19 vaccine. By the way, all of the sponsors are members of the Freedom Caucus. All right, Copper, move us to a break. We're in the war on woke, folks. I just gave you punch, counterpunch. Two boxers in the ring right now. One of them's woke and the other one's conservative. And this is a fight. And it's a fight that's going to go all the way, 15 rounds, folks, all the way. I am looking for a knockout punch somewhere, and I'm hoping that November 2022 is where the knockout comes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. And by the way, you can listen to us anywhere in the world. Go to rightsideradio.org, Click on Listen Live. No matter where you is, there we is. You can download podcasts of the show. You can catch a segment you missed or send one to a friend that you thought was good enough to hear twice. And that's all right there for you on rightsideradio.org. By the way, if you've heard my ads I'm running right now too, if you want to be a team member, we call them team members, our direct sponsors, because we have some sponsors that are direct to the show. So we have ad inventory on this show that is just ours, just Right Side's. And if you want to make sure that your business is advertising on this show, then the best way to do that is to contact Right Side. And that's, again, on our website, rightsideradio.org. Go to the contact tab, and it'll have the information on there about how to reach us, and we will put you in play as quickly as possible. We'll have you advertising on the show like several of our other sponsors do. We'll also make sure you're linked on our website and people can find you in multiple ways. So, yeah, rightsideradio.org. Listen, back on the war on woke, I got a few minutes here. I'm going to wind up continuing this probably after the top of the hour. But nonetheless, here's a story off of Fox again. This one is particularly about what's happening in our schools. So right now, we're seeing things all over the nation where parents are pushing back. Right here in Alabama, we've been seeing it. Well, it wasn't so long ago, if you recall, I broke a story here on Right Side about a group of parents in Mountain Brook, right down the road in the Birmingham area. Mountain Brook, they found out that critical race theory tenets were being taught in their school system. They got a copy of the handbook, and they're like, what is this? And 300 parents showed up at a Mountain Brook school board meeting and said, no, not in our school system. Superintendent didn't know what hit him. He had never had to see that kind of thing. Mountain Brook's always been a kind of a calm, peaceful place just over the mountain down there in Jefferson County. Well, they got it done. Well, the situation has been the war on woke has apparently become, one of the key battlegrounds has become education. The education arena shouldn't be a place for social justice warriors to show up and try to inculcate and indoctrinate our kids. But when I talk about going to the root of who we are as a people, if you can get to the kids, you can change society, and they know that. So here's a story off Fox News dated 2 days ago, February 8th. Oh, President Biden, once again misrepresenting something that is going on down in Florida. Yeah. All right. Title of the article, Biden, Florida bill addressing sex and gender conversations in classrooms is a hateful attack on gay children. No, it's not. It is not that at all. It's once again an attempt to misconstrue something. President Biden, according to his article, President Biden criticized a controversial bill making its way through the Florida legislature that addresses conversations teachers have with their students. This is the president's quote. I want every member of the LGBTQ plus community, especially the kids impacted by this hateful bill, to know that you are loved and accepted just as you are, he tweeted out. He says, I have your back and my administration will continue to fight for the protections and safety you deserve. Well, first of all, there is nothing in this bill that says we don't love kids. There's nothing in the bill whatsoever that says you are to be spurned. You are to be reclassed in society. You are rejected. Nothing's in the bill. You know what the bill does? It's Senate Bill 1834. It's passing through the Senate Education Committee in the Florida legislature. The critics are calling it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Oh, whatever. But here's the bottom line. What the bill does is it does not allow curriculum that openly discusses sexual orientation or gender identity in primary grade levels. That's it. That's what it does. But in the war on woke, President Biden can use his bully pulpit to claim that we're hating on kids, while the reality is all we're doing is saying, we don't want you bringing social justice and liberal policies and talking about gender orientation with elementary school kids who don't even know what sex is yet. And it's just an amazing situation. The war on woke continuing. But listen, when we get back from the break, I'm going to continue this. I got some amazing stories about how even those liberal DAs, like out in Florida, we got Hollywood elites that are now funding the recall. Ha ha! Yes, they are. And I'll tell you, too, about what the Department of Homeland Security is doing, checking up on whether or not you're spreading false narratives. At the same time, what's going on in our military? And what's going on TikTok? And is Google perusing your files and deciding what should and should not be allowed? Yes, it is. In the war on woke, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.